This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Dr. Henry Cuellar from the 28th Congressional District of Texas. Dr. Cuellar, great to see you.
Tony, it's a pleasure seeing you again.
It's been a busy time in D.C. It's always a busy time, but when you think back at how things are going back home in the district, how would you categorize things back home right now?
Not enough water. You know, it's been very dry. Heat has really hit us very hard. So I've talked to some of the ranchers and farmers, and I wish I could do a rain dance and bring a little bit of water. Areas down there, like in South Texas by the river, you know, Lake Falcon, doesn't have enough water, and so that's been an issue that we've been seeing. Another thing we've been seeing, so some of the folks, the landowners, you know, don't want to get into immigration, but, you know, they've had a lot of crossings through their property, people coming across. So it's been challenging times, and I spend a lot of time with them. In fact, I was with Russell, you know, the Texas Farm Bureau and other folks just recently. So spent a lot of time with our Farm Bureau and other folks also.
Well, and when we talk about your district, we're talking about a lot of rural areas. Obviously, you've got a heart for them.
I do. You know, actually, I sit in one committee called the House Appropriations. So I sit on defense appropriations for the military bases in the San Antonio area. I sit in as the vice chair for Homeland because of the border security issues that we have. Then I sit on the Ag Subcommittee, Appropriations, and that's so important for our farmers, our ranchers. And also, which is something very important, is also the school lunches for our, especially now during the summertime for our kids. Well, we provide school lunches for them that have become so important nowadays.
You talk about kids, and we talk a lot about infrastructure as well. And rural America, it seems like one thing that ties all three of those is rural broadband and the importance of having just high-speed internet. Are we bridging that digital divide yet?
You know, we're getting there. We still need a lot more work, especially in the rural areas. That's why we've added millions of dollars for the program called eConnect. That is important because we got to make sure it's not only for our small businesses in the rural areas, for our farmers, our ranchers, but our school districts that we have. I think the pandemic showed us some of the deficiencies we have. And certainly broadband is one of the areas that we need to look at. So we're making progress, but we need a lot more work. And that's why we keep adding hundreds of millions of dollars to the eConnect program that has been so helpful to that. So it's the broadband, but also the facilities program. Able to get money for community centers, for small police stations that have been so important. So we've been working on those facility program dollars. We need to put a lot more money, but as you know, it's always a balance of how much money do we have to spend in that area. And then, of course, spending time with our Farm Bureau also tells us that the Farm Bill is coming up next year. Sat about 8 years in the Oversight Committee, the Ag Committee. I now sit on the Appropriations Ag Subcommittee. But I know the Farm Bill is so important, and certainly that's something that we are preparing to get ready to help in any way that I can.
I know so much going on right now. You talk about appropriations. Maybe we can pick that up next time. But thank you so much for your time and for your passion and your work here.
Well, thank you so much. You know, the rural area is so important to me. I represent a border area. I represent a urban area, you know, San Antonio military bases there. But I represent a lot of rural areas, whether it's Stark County or it's Zapata or Duval or Jim Hogg or McMullen or Atascosa or Wilson County. It's important areas that we need to pay attention, and that's one of the reasons I served so many years on the Ag Committee and now in the Subcommittee on Appropriations for Ag. So it's a very important area, and I appreciate the good people that live in the rural areas.
It's the Honorable Dr. Henry Cuellar from the 28th Congressional District of Texas on today's Agribusiness Report.